This is the year I made.
Try that one more time.
This is the air that I breathe. This is the air. Oh, this is the air that we breathe. This is the air. Oh Lord, your holy presence. Oh Jesus, baby, living in me, Lord, and I. Desperate for you, I'm desperate for you, Lord. And I, oh Lord, I'm lost without you, my Lord. And I, Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you, Lord, and I'm lost without, oh Jesus, we are lost without you tonight, oh, this is my day, this is my daily bread. My day, oh, you said this is our daily bread. Your spoken word, reveal to me. This is our daily bread. This is our daily. This is our daily bread. This is our daily. Lord, this is our daily bread, your spoken word. Reveal to me, oh Lord, and I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Closer tonight, closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away, fade so far from me, Lord. Jesus, draw me close.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is my desire.
My desire, Lord,
to honor you, Lord. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
Lord, we worship you with all our heart.
Within me, Lord, I give you
is locked in you, Lord. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. For you, my Lord, you every breath that I take, every moment. Consecrate tonight. So I live for you, my Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Have your way in me. He knows my name tonight. Hallelujah. Oh. We desperate for you, Lord.
Shall we bow our heads and close our eyes?
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father,
Amen.
We stand speechless.
Hallelujah.
Indeed, you blessed us.
Amen.
The service previous
Amen.
To this one.
Hallelujah.
Now we look to you, O dear God,
Amen.
To come for a repeat performance.
Amen.
You are a God that adds to our expectation.
Hallelujah.
You always give us what we ask and even more. Once more, we pray a special blessing
Hallelujah.
Over Brother Tommy,
Amen.
Lord, his ministry, his family, the church. And now, Lord, we remember Brother Crosby.
Yes.
Lord, as he prepares to come,
Hallelujah.
May he also stand as a transmitter,
Amen.
That
yes,
you
Jesus.
May transmit through him
Hallelujah.
Those things that you know
Amen.
We have need of.
Hallelujah.
Even as we hear that as our faces differ, so may our needs.
Amen.
But you promise to supply all our needs.
Yes.
Not our wants.
Yes, Jesus.
But our needs.
Hallelujah.
Bless this service, we pray. And Lord Jesus, may we walk out here like the two from Emmaus.
Amen.
Luke and Cleopas saying,
Amen.
Did not our hearts burn within
Amen.
Us?
Yes, Jesus.
As he spake with us along the way.
Amen.
May you come and speak, Lord. Bless the pastor
Amen.
Of this assembly. This building that we're about to dedicate,
Amen.
For which these services are being called together.
Amen.
Bless Brother Andrew. What a name. Andrew, the man. Bless
Amen.
The man that you've placed over this place.
Amen.
Bless the wife, the children. Bless the helps, the governments, and every office that
Amen.
Makes this machinery run.
Amen.
Once more, at the end of this service, may you glean all the honor and the glory and the praise.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for able musicians, Brother George Kesho,
Amen.
And all that play the band. Indeed,
Amen.
Without them, O God, without the minstrels, the Spirit of God also
yes,
has
yes,
to
yes.
find a way to come.
Amen.
We thank
Amen.
You for
thank
the music
you.
They play. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all shall agree by saying,
Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Let's just sing one song and we'll try to go through all three items. But we have many meetings here. Oh, sorry, but I didn't know. I'm very sorry. Let's. Okay. Let's. We find many people who can't understand. We are so happy and gay. Jordan to gain his fair land, and this feels like, oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. Praise God, this feels like heaven. Oh, I'm crossed over Jordan to gain his fair land, and this feels like heaven to me.
that song, My Sins. My sins were higher than the mountain when my Lord, hallelujah.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle.
tonight we know. I know the master of the world. The trials of this life were getting stronger. The pull I felt was more than I could bear.
Hallelujah!
I was on the verge of giving over. Strength within myself just wasn't there. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, keeping me faithfully to overcome my. Revelation, the strength I need to keep me by His grace. Something keeps holding me, giving me victory. Oh, helping me, oh, faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me. Jesus is holding me.
Is that not your testimony?
Amen.
Something keeps holding me.
Hallelujah.
It's not the ship that does the holding. It's the anchor that does the holding. Ah, friends, there's an anchor within the veil, and we're so thankful for that this evening. Just to say to the people with the items, please polish them up tonight. We look forward to them tomorrow. But I know once people have had a bit of food, and you've already had one service, you don't want people sleeping. We want to give real good time to the word. So we really invite Brother Crosby to come, take his liberty, and may the Lord bless him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Most pulpits are not designed for short people. The first time I stood here, it was way tall, wasn't it?
Yes.
You had to make it shorter.
Yes.
I guess maybe next time make it a little bit shorter. Eh? Praise the Lord. That's the story of my life. Everything has to be adjusted.
Amen.
When I buy a suit, I've got to have the trousers adjusted. Brother George, you're familiar with that, eh? Praise the Lord. It's my humble honor to stand before you tonight. I would like to greet every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Our Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, there is one thing that your prophet taught us that we can never overdo, and that is to pray. Father God, many prayers have gone forth this day, in this house to you. But yet still, Lord, we feel like calling upon your name anyhow. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, by gathering us in this manner, Lord, you are taking advantage and taking occasion to be a blessing to someone. Father God, thou knowest who you have ordained to bless today. We are only here as your subjects and your servants. We humbly submit ourselves unto you that you might have the preeminence. Undertake for us, undertake for your people. Forgive all our shortcomings, and let not our shortcomings be a hindrance to your work. Father God, move from bench to bench, from soul to soul, from person to person, from need to need, from request to request. And let it be that someone leaves church like Hannah left church that day. Father God, ready to embrace her promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we surrender the service into your hands. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I greet you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we remain standing, I just want to ask you to turn with me to the Bible, to Matthew chapter 12, from verse 1 to 6. Just bring out a thought. Amen. The scripture says, at that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were anhungered, and began to pluck the ears of the corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have you not read what David did when he was anhungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the shewbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them that were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? Verse number 6, that's where I want to get my thought from. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Praise the Lord. Let's just go to verse 7. It says, but if he had known what he meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to appreciate Brother Andrew for the invitation. Thank you so much, my brother. It's a great honor to be thought about or thought of by a man of your caliber. Amen. I'm not just saying this to flatter the man. I've known him now. We're getting into 26 years. Praise the Lord. He thought that because, you see, Brother Andrew is my elder in the message, but I had somehow become an elder by proxy because I married early, and I was a father before he was. I had a thing or two to tell him about courtship and marriage. And it turns out that when he married, he said, okay, he had his first child. And then I could tell him a thing or two about having multiple children. And then he had his second child. And then he had his third. And then he put the indicator. He says, I'm going to go for the fourth. Then I said to him, yeah, you are on your own, mate. I'm not following that now. The commission to replenish the earth was not given to you only, my brother. So, Brother Tommy's got five. I suppose it's the Irish thing, eh? Something happens when you live in Banbridge. Brothers, stay clear of Banbridge, eh? Praise the Lord. So I'd like to say congratulations to Sister Gitana. The baby came as a pleasant surprise. Praise the Lord. Sister had a text one day, said, Brother Crosby, pray for us right now. Amen. So my wife and I were driving. I said, Brother Andrew, to ask for a request to be prayed for right now. I wonder what it could be. And then I rang. He says, Brother, I will not explain. I will explain later. But you just pray, brother, hey? So we prayed. And then after a little while, we had the entrance of the little boy. Amen. So congratulations. To God be the glory. Amen. So wonderful to see Sister Kitana. Amen. I'd like to also appreciate Brother Martin. Amen. To us, Brother Andrew, we refer to him as our elder. Amen. There is a reason why he is the elder and we are not. There is a reason why he was in the message before we were. There is a reason why he was born before we were born. And those things cannot be substituted for anything. The Bible simply puts it and says, remove not the ancient landmarks. These are the people that will tell you, young men, I've been in the message for over 45 years. I have not seen this pattern you are following. I don't know, maybe it's new, but the way I know the Lord, he specializes in doing the thing he's done before. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So really appreciate our brother, our elder. Just to be in his presence is an honor. Amen. We refer to him as our message encyclopedia. Amen. If I run through a question to Brother Andrew, you'd say, have you considered to ask Brother George? Because I had a question and I sent him an email. So that's the story, that's his legacy, that's who he is. Amen. So you can understand why I'm very nervous, because it's not easy to preach when the man of his caliber is sitting down. Amen. I'm reminded of Brother Branham when he preached a powerful sermon in his own eyes. And Brother Roy E. Davison was seated right in the pews. And then after service, he went to his mentor, said, how did I do? He says, the worst I've ever had. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Brother George, may God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've also got Sister Portia is like a mother to me. I lost my mother. So every time I see Sister Portia, I feel, well, I really haven't lost my mother. Amen. She has an aura around her that is so motherly. So we honor her and we salute her in Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Portia. Amen. And we've also got my short friend, Sister Florence. Amen. She's with us again. It has been a request to come to Ireland with me the next time I come. So I've also had this thing in me that I never travel to Ireland without her either. Amen. Amen. So the two of us are a team. We come with our son Joseph and our daughter Nyasha. Amen. 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 And I would like to greet my good friend, Brother Tommy. Amen. He's a man after my heart. We come a long way. Amen. I think his trip to England, especially the Midlands, is long overdue. Yeah. Amen. I'd like to remind him that my wife still cooks as good as you were blessed that day. So if you would come, it would be an honor for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And why I left him for last is because I wanted to appreciate him for the service in the morning. Amen. How many were truly blessed? Amen. Amen. I felt so good. I haven't felt like that in a long time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt the presence of the Lord. Amen. There is something when a man gets into his testimony. Amen. 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 I remember back home in Leicester, I preached a series of sermons called The Power of a Testimony. Amen. Because a testimony is a power. Amen. Because faith cometh by hearing. Hearing from the word of God. So testimonies, unbeknown to us. I know some people are very spiritual. They won't share their testimonies because they don't want to appear like they are braggadocious or proud. So that gives them, you know, say, you know what, you know, it's what the Lord has done, so I'm not sharing with anybody. But I'm contrary to that. Yeah. I believe that if God has done something, there is no harm in sharing it. Because it's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our sight. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. So I was so thrilled and blessed, particularly when he got to the testimony of his life. I will carry that with me. And I will share it with your permission. Seeing most things in the message don't need copyright. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Tommy, that was such a blessing to me. And may God bless you. I like a man who's enthused with the living God. Someone that can lift God out of history. Amen. So I would like to appreciate you once again. And now the Lord falls on me to minister the word. I trust that you've been praying for me. Praise the Lord. Now the text I've just taken is from the book of Matthew. Chapter 12, verse number 5 and 6 is where I took my text, and the text is one greater than the temple. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's my little thought that God gave me from that scripture. Amen. Brother Branham preached a message called A Greater Than Solomon Is Here. He preached another one, A Greater Than Jonas Is Here. Amen. So we kind of get our clues on how to get a text from our prophet. Yes. Now if the prophet could pick up those kind of nuggets, he picked them up from the same chapter of Matthew chapter 12. Right at the bottom, that's when he speaks about one greater than Solomon, one greater than a temple, the Queen of Sheba, and all those texts. Amen. So somehow God gave me particular attention to this particular verse. Says one greater than the temple. Now what shocks me about this is that it's coming out of an argument. Amen. It's not a text that was born out of Christ wanting to tell people or announce something, but it's actually an answer to critics. And these critics were thinking about these people that were critically looking at the disciples, their behavior, their character, how they do their things. Let me tell you, brother and sister, wherever you are, somebody is watching to see what you are doing and what they can complain against the message. Somebody say amen to that. So it happens in this particular incident. The Pharisees were observing the disciples. And as they were observing the disciples, they noticed that they were eating on Sabbath. And as they were eating, they watched them, probably called a few witnesses, because these people are taught in the word. They know that for something to stick, you need two or three witnesses. So I can imagine Pharisee so-and-so calling Pharisee so-and-so and in combining with so many Pharisees to say, are you seeing what we are seeing? Are those the disciples? Is that Peter plucking the corn? Are you sure that's Thomas plucking the corn? Look at good old, amen. All the disciples, as they were plucking the corn, the Pharisees were getting excited, waiting for an opportunity to confront the Lord Jesus Christ and say, aha, we caught them red-handed. It was on a Sabbath day. Our dates are correct. We know exactly what day this is. Look at what they were doing. When they're supposed to be observing the Sabbath. But look at what they were doing. And Jesus Christ says, oh, brothers and sisters, you are only arguing about them plucking corn. Let me tell you, I've done worse than pluck corn. I have allowed, amen, David and his friends, praise the Lord, to eat the bread that was not allowed for priests, let alone complain about them plucking corn. Brother, sister, never come with a quotation or something to allege someone, because we might pull another quotation which you have not come across. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For everything that you think you can allege, be careful, there might be an answer. And check this out. Now Jesus says, you are only worried about them plucking corn. Have you not read? The word is quoting the word back to them. The word is telling them where he put it in the scriptures. Have you not read that when David was hungry, he went and ate the shewbread? Bread that was only designated for priests, but I allowed it.
with the people that were with him. Leave my disciples alone. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter whether you see the cloud or you don't see the cloud, whether it happened or didn't happen, there is always an answer from God. Somebody say amen to that. Praise the Lord. So the disciples were amazed. Praise the Lord. And as the Lord was answering the allegation, he gets to the point and says, you people, you have no clue what we are on about. You are about trying to point fingers at people, yet we have a greater mission. And our mission is the salvation of people. If you only understood our mission, you wouldn't have condemned the guiltless. When someone is in darkness, it's our duty to bring them to light, not to curse the darkness. Somebody say amen. There is a man that can turn on the light. That man does not just condemn darkness. He turns on the light. Jesus turns on the light. Somebody say amen to that. And Jesus just threw one scripture right there and he says, they don't even know that in their midst there's one greater than the temple. And these people, being Pharisees, they were enshrouded and deeply rooted in temple worship and what happens around the temple. Because a temple was a pivotal thing in their lives because of the dedication of the temple that was done by Solomon. Solomon, back in the day when he dedicated the temple, his prayer was so spiritual and inspired that God had to come and vindicate by bringing down the Shekinah glory. This is the same prayer that Solomon prayed and said, if my people, if your people be in distress any place, anywhere, if they look towards the temple, praise the Lord, you hear from heaven. Wherever they are, if they look towards the temple, whatever situation, if there is a pestilence, if there is drought, whatever dilemma they find themselves in, if they look to the temple, hear from heaven. And at the end of the prayer, God just didn't say amen. He came down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. With my little imagination, I can imagine the children of Israel before they veered off from the, because the temple was the center of their worship, before they veered off to other places. I can imagine a father whose son is about to go in diaspora or to go to another place. The father would make sure, son, let me speak to you before you go. Be sure to know you've got a compass in your pocket that points to the North Star, that shows you the direction of where the temple is, in case you might need it wherever you go. Somebody say amen to that. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we are also in diaspora, but Jesus is still on the throne. Whatever we find ourselves in, if we look towards the temple, the God of heaven still hears. Brother, they all went, nobody veered off without knowing the direction of the temple. Daniel in diaspora, when he got into a treacherous position, he prayed towards the temple because he knew that the threat upon his life only needs a defense system. His prayer was towards Jerusalem because he knew that the threatenings upon his life were not just minor threats. They were serious threats. He was in diaspora. His visa was at risk. His occupation was at risk. But when he looked towards the temple, he got his confidence back. Somebody say amen to that. I don't care what your situation is. You also look towards the temple. And I want to tell you, one greater than the temple is here. Jesus Christ is here tonight to meet you at your point of need. Somebody say glory. Somebody say amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory be to God. Daniel, at the most treacherous time of his life, when he looked there, brother, he knew that he actually went and opened the windows. Opened every direction so that they see exactly what Daniel is doing. And he says, you know what? I have a foolproof remedy to the threats that you have given me. I'll just look that direction. And if I pray towards that direction, you can't harm me. Nothing you can do upon my life. You can't touch me. Let me tell you, brother and sister, whatever you are going through, amen, the devil can't touch you. If you are buried in the message of the hour, God is still here. He is still in the saving business. Somebody shout amen. Daniel survived by looking towards the temple. Amen. Jonah, caught up in the belly of a whale, 3 days and three nights. Brother, how do you know which direction you are underwater? I suppose you get disoriented when you're underwater. You can't know which direction the temple is. But brother, the scripture says, Jonah prayed 3 days and three nights. Brother, I believe Jonah. The first day he prayed in a certain direction. He saw that there is no breakthrough coming from that direction. Says, this can be the direction of the temple. Prayed another direction. Saw it that way. Said, this can be the direction. But when he prayed a certain direction, there was a magnetism. And he knew this must be the direction of the temple. Somebody say amen to that. And when he prayed that way, brother, he knew. Or you know when you have prayed through. As Brother Tommy, he will tell you. When you have prayed through, you know. Is there someone here that needs to know that they know that they've been delivered? Pray through. Pray through. And after praying, mean business with God. When the brother had finished praying, he knew that that man they robbed can't come to my face anymore. Can't come to my face anymore. Because he had done prayed through. If you have things that bother you in life, settle it in your heart tonight and say, this weekend, I'm going to talk it over with my Lord. I'm going to pray through with my Lord. Somebody say amen to that. Jonah said, I prayed looking towards the direction of the temple. And when he got his prayer right in that direction, God came and spoke to the fish. The scripture says God came and spoke to the fish. And he said, fish, vomit him right at the place he's supposed to preach. Say amen to that someone. Oh, brother, sister, we could go into another direction. They knew those people were worshiping a fish god. But when a fish vomits a preacher, you will repent anyhow. Praise the Lord. You have no choice. Because the miracle is right in front of you. And I can imagine the whole city coming to hear the sermon. Just by one word. Come see a man that was vomited by the beach. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see now, Jonah relied on praying towards the direction of the temple. Daniel, the rest of the people that went in diaspora, they all relied on knowing the direction of the temple. And God always delivered 100%. But now that God of the temple has changed his dispensation, he's now walking on 2 feet. Amen. And the Pharisees who are still in the temple worship, they didn't know that one greater than the temple was right in front of them. So yeah, he sits there and says, and they wist not know that one greater than the temple is in their midst. He is talking about himself. Because he knew that all the temple represented was him. Amen. The God of heaven was God with them. Now he's God in us. Now we can safely say one greater than the temple in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In us. Praise the Lord. When he says that, he watches and he sees. And then he begins to explain to the people. And then he saw that these people aren't getting it. And then in the same chapter, verse 21, he slots in a scripture. Praise the Lord. Verse 21, he says, of the same chapter, praise the Lord. Verse 21 says, and in his name, shall the Gentiles trust. In other words, Christ, as he was preaching to these people, as he was answering their critic spirit, he started to speak things that he knew that these people have no clue what I'm talking about. And then he puts in a prophecy and says, but the Gentiles, they will catch this. The Gentiles will believe this quite easily. Praise the Lord. So I don't know what preceded which event first. The centurion that he spoke and that he met and said, don't come to my house. Speak the word only. Praise the Lord. He said, I have not seen such great faith. The only time the Lord speaks about great faith is to the centurion and the Syrophoenician. Those two were not Jews. The other was Samaritan. The other one was Gentile. But with the Gentile, he particularly says, what? You don't need me to come there. You actually need me to just speak the word. Oh, brother, sister, that's the caliber with which we are made. We are spoken word material. You just speak the word and it flashes like lightning. Somebody say amen to that. Unlike the Jew, another Pharisee that was a secret believer, Brother Gerard. Brother Gerard has his daughter who is sick nigh unto death. So he says to the Lord, come and lay hands on my daughter. She is nigh unto death. And then Jesus tries to go there. And as he's going there, they pass through the place where they meet the woman with the blood issue. And the woman is unacceptable in the society because of a blood issue. Remember, these are Jews. You don't touch someone with a blood issue, you also become unclean. So this woman could never go to church for 12 years. She could never get into contact with anything. If you had to shake a hand, you had to hold a pole and give her the other end of the pole so that you don't get contaminated. But the God of heaven had a purpose of someone who's ready to break protocol. I wonder tonight, is there someone that says, my case is beyond protocol? Our God is here tonight. He can still be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Praise the Lord. He goes there, and then the woman touches her. He's on his way to pray for Gerard's daughter. Then a messenger comes. Says, the daughter is dead. The daughter is dead. Says, oh dear. Why? Then Christ says, Christ quickly hears it. Says, no, she's not dead, she's asleep. Because you don't confess negativity. There are certain things that just don't come out of your mouth. Don't let the devil use your tongue. Because your mouth, you can be blessed by what comes out of your mouth. You can be cursed by what comes out of your mouth. Just make sure you confess the right thing. Somebody here confess amen. Amen means so be it. Glory be to God. By the time the Lord Jesus Christ got there, he had to do double work of raising this person. But he made sure that certain disciples remain behind. Because there are some brothers that you don't take for other operations. Their critic spirit will come. Their analytical position will come. They will start to say, why did he mean that? You don't need people like that. There are certain people that you know you can only carry for certain missions. And there are certain people that you need to go and get the meats. Praise the Lord. So the Lord made sure that he takes Peter, James, and John. And when he goes there, he makes sure he does the operation. And a girl that was dead raised back from the dead. Because God was showing that he is still powerful. That same God is here tonight. He can resurrect any situation. Now let me tell you, brother, what made me say that story is that the Jew wanted the Lord to lay hands. He needed him to take a journey. And by taking the journey, the child died. But yet, when the centurion said, speak, the very same hour, that man was healed. While you are waiting for the pastor to come lay hands, why don't you say, pastor, speak the word over the phone, and God will do the rest. He says, you only spoke to me over the phone, and he spoke a blessing. He should have come to lay hands. So we feel loved by coming. By the time he's getting to the motorway, by the time he's getting to put his fuel by the station, your situation is deteriorating. Had he spoke the word right there, that word would have flashed like lightning. Somebody say amen to that. So Christ is seen. And he says, the Gentile people shall come. They shall trust in that name. Oh, how many here trust in that name of the Lord? Oh, I love that man from Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has taken our sins and put the Holy Ghost in us. How many of you love that man from Galilee? Or shout amen if you love that man from Galilee. So you see the difference. Gerard Had he believed in the power of the spoken word, the sickness could have been healed. But his lack of belief made him travel. And while he was traveling, he didn't realize that some of the fetch is going to be taken by a woman who can't take no for an answer. Is there someone here tonight that wants to interrupt? We have our own program. Like Jesus and Jairus had their own program. But your faith can override everything. Your faith can override everything. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, before I get warm into my sermon. I know I'm supposed to be here tonight. You can't tell me otherwise. Any other story, I won't buy it. God ordained that tonight I'll minister the word. Somebody say amen to that. We did something that we've never done before. I have come to this church since it used to be house meetings. I've been coming almost every year into this church. Praise the Lord. But this time, my wife says, I want to come with you. I said, well, what a request. We always go together anyway, most of the time. She says, now with the children. I say, okay, fine. Then the first thing she does, she realizes that the passports are expired. We had to have an emergency passport. So we had to go and get the British passports within a week for us to be able to travel as a family. Praise the Lord. Went to Peterborough, did what we needed to do, got our passports, and then that was it. Then I thought, if they get the passports, I'll buy them a ticket from Birmingham. They fly straight to Dublin. I'll ask either Brother Scotty or Brother George or any one of our brothers to meet them at the airport. And then I'll come the Belfast route as usual, which is what I normally do. But somehow I felt like, no, it might be a handful for our brother. He's waiting for Brother Martin. He's waiting for us. You see, you don't want to interrupt anyone who has an audience with Brother Martin, especially one-to-one, because you don't know what they want to learn about the message. He is our encyclopedia. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's what it is. So I said to Brother Henry, Brother, I realize you've got a lot in your plate. Rather, I'm coming through Dublin. But I'll have to need, you know, me, I'm very patriotic. Praise the Lord. I'm very, very patriotic. I don't sell out my roots now that I've lived here for 18 years. Praise the Lord. So I have my Mugabe passport. Praise the Lord. Because I'm a patriotic Zimbabwean. So with that patriotic attitude, I had to go and get a visa to the Irish embassy, and we were only left with, it was a few days window period. So we go there, and I take my wife with me, and my wife, obviously, she loves the Queen's pudding. She is not patriotic. And I can't blame her because she has origins from Mozambique. Praise the Lord. So she comes with me, we get to the Home Office, and we are told straight away, oh no, you don't need all those bank statements, all that proof of income, because you've got hair. Who is an EU citizen? You get a visa automatic. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah, she said she saved Zimbabwe's son. Praise the Lord. So we get our visa to come to this place. So we are so happy. Everything is in order. We got our visas on Thursday. Friday we are flying out. Told Brother Andrew everything is fine. Brutal, we are coming. We'll be getting a Dublin this time. Blah, 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 blah. You know how it is. So we got to the airport.
Yes.
We were late. Praise the Lord. Because when you are traveling with a sister, you have to factor in lateness. Praise the Lord. So we were late. And for some reason, I didn't complain. I didn't shout. I didn't grumble. I was very spiritual. Glory be to God. Oh, give the Lord the hand in praise. So we got to the airport in a rush. We were probably the last people to be checked in. We didn't even do internet check-in. And my wife, we had 5 bags. So we quickly get into checking our children's bags and our bags. Checked in every bag. Then when leaving the desk, my wife realizes that she's got 3 passports. But that is hers, Nyasha, and supposedly Joseph's. But she opens the passport, and it's Tendekai, my firstborn son, who is 17. And his face is completely different to him. So now we realize we have checked in Joseph under Nash's passport. Nash is 17, he's a teenager, their faces. My son's got a squint, he doesn't. He's 12, he's 17, there's a 5-year gap between them. And we realize, my goodness, what are we going to do? We have already checked in. And now we are going to the security. My wife utters these words, says, you know what? We are going by faith.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are going by faith. Then we have a brother with us. We had brought us to the airport. Said, brother, my wife says, but while we are going by faith, rush home. Go and get the correct passport in case we might be stopped, and then we will own up. Says, you know what? But someone is coming with the correct passport. The risk there was that for them to make us fly, either we were trying to pull a fast one.
Yeah.
We actually might not actually have the passport for this boy. And it's illegal. It's a serious offense. So, 2 weeks ago, that's why I appreciated Brother Tommy when he mentioned his testimony about how someone got healed and someone heard it and got healed. Because there is power in a testimony. 2 weeks ago, there's a brother we grew up with back in Gweru. I've known him for probably 25 years or 24 years, Brother Fordson. He came to our church and I was giving a testimony of how he and I left Essex without money, without tickets, to get to Heathrow via the underground by faith. Simply by reading a scripture which says Moses stood in front of the Red Sea. And the Lord said, why cry? Speak and go forward. And we prayed. Brother Fortson and I, his wife, had arrived. The brother came to my house by faith, hoping that I was going to help him with the train fare to Heathrow. I was a student that time. So I said to him, brother, I went, checked all my credit cards were maxed up. I had absolutely no penny. And I said, brother, your wife is definitely arriving. And I was the one receiving the wife. And he had no papers then. No penny to go to Heathrow. This is just about the time they'd introduced the barriers. You can't even come out of Chelmsford without going through the barriers.
That's right.
So I said to him, brother, you and I are going to have to rely on scripture. So let's pray.
Amen.
If God opened the Red Sea,
he's
going to have to open every barrier.
Right
up to Heathrow. And you don't want to guess how many barriers we needed to go through. Says, our brother, I believe. Yeah, I believe. If we were caught, we were subject to be fined £1,000. But when faith takes a hold, don't try it when you don't have the faith. Because faith is a revelation. Somebody say amen. You must make sure that your account of faith is fully supplied with the life that meets the gospel. Somebody say amen to that. So we get to the first barrier, Chelmsford. I said, brother, let the games begin. Don't quit on me. And then he says, Brother Crosby, if we get arrested, I'll say this is on you. I says, hey, bro, we have got to agree that we are in it together. Because there is also a power in agreement.
Amen.
If any two of you bind anything, whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you loose is loosed. So I got the brother to bind with me and we were now in one accord.
Yes.
First barrier into Chelmsford train station. They were open. We walked through into the train. Why? The brother says, brother, what if they are conducting? I said, no talking. There are certain missions that when you begin to go through those missions, you don't talk. Just like Abraham when he heard the voice of God concerning taking Isaac to be sacrificed. He never told his wife because he didn't want no questions. I can imagine Sarah saying, didn't the voice say Ishmael? So We got into the train, got down at Stratford, so that we can get the Jubilee Lane, which goes right up to Paddington, so that we can get Heathrow Express, which takes us right up to Heathrow. We got to Stratford. I said, brother, the God who's taken us through Chelmsford will open these ones too. As we were getting there, we weren't doing anything snoopy. As we were getting there, the bus opened. We passed through. We said, hallelujah! Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. This time, the brother and I, he is now rejoicing. Yeah. But the battle ain't over yet. Yeah. He says, but we've got the underground to deal with. Yeah. Then we get into Paddington. We get into Jubilee Lane. Yeah. It's open. We get to Paddington. Yeah. It's open. Yeah. We get to Heathrow. Yeah. We see it closed from a distance. Yeah. We are walking towards anyhow, like the four lepers going to their rescue mission. We started walking. And as we were getting there, a man emerged and says, the bars are not working. Come through here. And he opened the bars for us. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We got the sister Chuma and the son. Now, first phase of faith is over. God has got to meet us again on our way back. We go through the same thing that told us the bars aren't working. Now we know that Heathrow is a walkover because those bars aren't working. Yeah. Who stopped them from working? Yeah. I can tell you my God stopped them. The same God that grounded a plane for Aunt Jemima made the bars to be opened. The bars were open. We go back. Paddington, Jubilee, Stratford. Chelmsford, home. Amen. Home. Amen. I have not seen that brother for the past good old 10 years or so. Yeah. He came to church 2 weeks ago. And we shared the testimony with the church for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And after sharing the testimony, we are coming to Ireland now. Yeah. My wife has got the wrong passport for the wrong boy. And then we are there. We even have a brother from church, a trustee. Yeah. Now what happens in the mind of a pastor is you think, is this brother going to see me? And will he see it as faith or see it as deception? Yeah. And I'm caught between that conundrum of where I have to reason whether this is God or it will cripple the brother. Yeah. Should anything go wrong? Yeah. Faith always has risks. Yeah. Hallelujah! Amen. Then we say, you know what? Rush to get the passport. My wife and I said, you know what? This is not the first of this type of testimony. Yeah. Let's go. Then we get to the barriers. I swipe my boarding card. Now we are going to the intense, critically, you know where they begin to take off your shoes, everything. Yeah, so we get there. Now, Joey's boarding pass, it comes through. The one with the wrong passport.
Yeah.
Mine comes through. Nyasha's, it can't come through. Anything that you do by faith is nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So as we pass through, they say to me, oh, come back, bring all your passports and your things.
Oh, no.
These are the ones that are all... that are really about to screw us. They get the passports, bundle them, check. It's okay, go, says. Glory be to God. We are on our way. Now, the last and most critical one is when you are just about to board into the plane. Because they have to match your face to the name and the boarding pass and the number. Because those things are not just done for being funny. It's so that they can locate who's sitting at what seat for safety reasons. So, now, Ireland to Dublin, they're calling Dublin, and Dublin, they're calling, boarding for Dublin, and then he says, right. I took a while, I went and stood by my own, and I was just saying, Lord, I'm a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not going for pleasure.
No.
I'm going for ministry.
Yeah.
Your prophet teaches us that if there is a mountain in front of you, you can't go over it.
Yeah.
You can't go under it. You can't go around it. Speak the word. Praise the Lord. And I said, Lord, blind them like you did the Syrians in front of Elisha. Somebody say amen. I'm on my own. My wife is on her own with the children. She takes the passport. She's doing her own faith. I'm doing my own faith. The children are doing their own faith. And as they are sitting there, my wife goes there, puts the passports together. Praise the Lord. This says, and now they make an announcement which I've never heard before.
Yeah.
The announcement is, please make sure that your passport is opened on the face and the boarding pass.
Yeah.
And so that we can see.
Glory.
I said, because you want to see,
yeah,
my God shall blind you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We get to the door. I go in.
Yeah.
My wife is remaining calm. My wife is the one that's the mindful one in the family.
Yeah.
She's the one that keeps the family grounded.
Yeah.
She's the thoughtful of the family.
Yeah.
She's the brains behind the family.
Yeah.
I'm just one that is supplied with the intelligence.
Yeah.
And I obey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, in order for your marriage to be successful,
yeah,
you must be into agriculture.
Yeah.
Which is agriculture. You must agree with her all the time. Somebody say amen. So I'm in. I see her. Oh, have a blessed trip. Are you going to have a Merry Christmas? She's in. Now we are in the plane. Now we are going now towards Dublin. This gate is over. One more fool's over, yet another one awaits. But our God is still faithful.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen to that.
Yeah.
I get into the plane. I doze off. I sleep. My wife thinks, oh, glory be to God. We are not going to Belfast. We are going to Dublin International Airport. Ah, she gets worked up. And then she raises her faith. This is her testimony. And she gets there. And she says to me, ah, okay. We get out of the... Right, she puts her passport, so I'm following her because we are all under her mercy, because I've got my patriotic passport.
Yeah.
I follow her, and they tell me, no, 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 you are not in the EU, go over there.
Yeah.
And then as for my wife, they just scan this, just puts the... They are in. And I go to where we are supposed to go. I get there, and they tell me, "You have a, where's your spouse that's accompanying you? Because you have a spousal visa." Said, she's over there. She says, call her. She's done crossed. Faith has done prevailed. Can't tell us go back to Egypt after crossing the Red Sea. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. So she gets there. Says, call your wife. Says, no, she's there. She is. She's by the back there. She's that short woman.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay.
Just like
then we are in.
Hallelujah.
And then my wife is like, ha, our God is real.
Yes.
Our God is real.
Yes.
Our God is real.
Yes.
And I said to myself, that's a cue for my sermon for tonight. One greater than the temple is here.
Yes.
If God allowed us. By the way, I had to ring the brother. We had gone to collect the correct passport.
Yeah.
To say, I'm not going through faith anymore after I've gone through it. Send the correct passport to Pastor Mare's house. When we go back, everything will be absolutely fine. There is no need for faith going back. There was a need for faith coming here. Somebody say amen to that. God deals with preachers how he has cut them. And I truly believe for God to make us break that cycle, somebody was denied a visa a long time in this church. If they dare trust in God, that visa is coming. Why would we preach like this? Why would Brother Branham suffer 7 cyclical years of sickness to be healed before he dies?
Just before.
It was for the bride.
Hallelujah.
And I believe this episode was saying to us, whoever is in a visa situation, God has made a way. I have come from Canaan's land. The grapes are juicy. If you believe it tonight, it will be so. So we are in. And we are here tonight to share this testimony for the glory of God. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, there is nothing on earth that works better than the message of the hour. There is no power on earth that's more powerful than the message of the hour. Brother, it's got power to transform your life right now. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but somebody's life, if you believe what I'm preaching, you can receive what you're believing God for.
Yes, that's true, brother.
So we see, if you dare trust in God and you put scripture into action, God will make a way. Amen. Amen. With God, all things are possible. But I want to say tonight, with you, not with God, with you. Oh, come on, church, you're not hearing me. With you, all things are possible. Amen. Somebody once asked me, Brother Crosby, you seem to delight in faith messages.
Yeah, why not?
And I said to them, the scripture simply says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? It never questioned sincerity. It never questioned loyalty. It questioned faith. Faith is the beginning of the state of a perfect man. And faith is what gets us into the rapture. Faith is what gets us the Holy Ghost. Faith, everything that you do has got to be by faith. And we are living in an age where the only ever time that God could preach about perfect faith is in this day and in this hour through the prophet Malachi 4:5. It's the age of perfect faith. Why is it the age of perfect faith? Because everything that we need to be taught on how to have faith is there in the message. Somebody say amen to that. What do you mean, Pastor? If a woman is barren, we just go to the tapes. The tapes say, adopt a baby. Play with children. Prepare to be a mother. It will make you to settle down. And once you are settled down, somehow, before you know it, you will conceive. Because the scripture cannot be broken. There is no barren womb in Israel. There can be a barren womb in the church. Because the message teaches us. The message of the hour is a how-to in every aspect of life. So, tell you, brother, I enjoy preaching faith. Because we are living in that age where the prophet, his ministry started to be recorded. The first recording that's there is faith is the substance. The last recording that's there before he departs is communion. How can I not believe in faith starting it and communion with the Lord completing it? Somebody say amen to that. So we see, brothers, I see one greater than the temple. You begin to meditate. You begin to think, what does this mean? Is this scripture exclusively for Jesus only? Or is it a scripture that if it applies to the head, it applies to the body? What does this mean? I began to ponder about it. And I went all to the whole table of the message to see how many messages Brother Branham preached about a greater than, a greater than, a greater than. And I was wondering if ever maybe a new tape was discovered and there is a message called One Greater Than the Temple. Because I can't believe that the Lord did not preach about one greater than the temple. And then I stumbled into a message. And the message that he preached was one greater than all of us. One greater than all of us. Preached in 1962. Brother Branham is preaching in that sermon. And a certain lady is sitting right next to his wife. And the lady says to the wife, he's an imposter. But Brother Branham descends it from the pulpit. Says, lady is saying to my wife, I'm an imposter. Come here. If I'm an imposter, I'll die here. If you are deceived, they will take you from this pulpit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This message works. This message is alive. This message is real. This message is what we have in this situation that we are living in, that's deteriorating day in, day out. We need the message of the hour. Brother Branham, when he preached that message, I was so blessed. And I said, wow. So now I can actually preach one greater than the temple. Amen. Amen. So I begin to see that indeed, one greater than the temple. Because when the Lord begins to magnify his ministry, he just said the Gentiles will catch it. Then now you go to Matthew chapter 17. Which is a milestone chapter. Because that's the chapter of the transfiguration. And while Christ is there being transfigured in front of his disciples, he then comes out of the transfiguration. And then when he comes out, he wakes them up. They were like in a vision. He tells them, tell the vision to no man. And then after that, he goes back to the city. As they were going, there comes a man with a child with a lunatic. Amen. Man with a child with a lunatic. Gives the man the child to the disciples. The disciples tried to cast out the devil. They couldn't. Then the man says, I've given this situation to your disciples. They failed. And then Christ rebukes them. Let's read that. I like the sound of it from reading. Matthew chapter 17. Verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, and bring it up to a high mountain. Is that right, Brother McKinstry? God always takes us to a high mountain. He brings them to a high mountain. And was transfigured before them. So we know it's the scenario of the transfiguration. And now, after the transfiguration, the disciples ask, why say the scriptures that Elias must first come? Praise the Lord. Because they see Moses and Elijah. So now they are wondering, but the scriptures say the last must first come. I mean, Christ now begins to put the wrong doctrine that they learned into perspective. How many like it when God puts the word back into perspective? So, to skip the scripture, verse number 11, just so we quickly run it together. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things including our faith. Our faith has to be restored. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, and have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. You know that scripture where it says faithless? In Greek, it's actually little faith. And further expanded, it means dead faith. You of dead faith. I believe my visa is coming as the pastor has preached. But how will I go about it? If you believe it, walk to the home office. Explain your situation. I have been in this country for so many years. I am stuck. Help me. If you go after prayer, the Red Sea will be opened. Somebody say amen. Once you start a faith journey, don't be like Peter. Say, Lord, if it be you, let bid me come. Walk on water and then see the winds. It means when you start a faith journey, there shall be challenges and obstacles. There shall be winds. And Jonah Outside them that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. So, says his disciples. So Christ is not rebuking ordinary people.
No.
He is rebuking Peter, James, and John, the people that had the most glorious experience. But their experience, if it's not translated to a faith, did not help them. They had just witnessed transfiguration, but now they are being rebuked for little faith. So the Lord says, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? And how long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from the very hour. Then came the disciples apart. Special fellowship afterwards. Said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, little faith. For verily, verily means absolutely. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, why does the prophet preach the message perseverance using the same scripture? Because he wants to show that the faith like a grain of a mustard seed is perseverant. A mustard seed cannot be adulterated. Once you start the faith journey, faith knows no defeat. You will go through it despite the pain. You will go for it despite the winds. You will go to it despite the challenge. That's the character of a mustard seed. Your faith will not be hybrid. Your faith will not be mixed. So Christ is saying, if you have faith the size of the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. No. What's the point of removing mountains when you have cancer and problems? Start by removing the things around you. You can't be rearranging nature before you rearrange what's bothering you. Are you with me, church? So he says there. Absolutely. And he says here. Now, I want you to read with me this part. And let's read it together as a choir.
Yeah.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you. It's another thing to believe that all things are possible with God. It's another thing to believe that all things are possible with you. Are you with me, church? Are you with me, church? The kingdom of God suffereth violence. The violent take it by force. This ain't the time for polite brothers. This ain't the time for people that think, you know what? I will wait. Waiting made Jairus have Christ do a bigger miracle. Yet speaking the word made the Roman centurion behold the healing of his servant right there and then. I want to tell you, even as I'm preaching right now, if you believe, all things are possible. So Christ has graduated the people. They were there when he said, a greater than the temple. And they wist not a greater than the temple is here. Now they saw the transfiguration. But the transfiguration, there are certain experiences that you can have. But unless that experience translates to you being able to use the scriptures of God to make your situations dissolve. Because rapture is an experience. It's dissolving the whole body. Before you dissolve the whole body, dissolve your circumstances. So, he says, right. Christ tells them. He says, right. You see, even you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have faith, like a mustard seed. Yeah. When we were in the denominations, we used to think it's the smallest of the seed of the mustard. No, it's the unadulterate characteristic of a mustard seed that makes it what was put in the Bible. So now, it says, if you have that faith, that if you start to believe for something, see, there's a difference between a miracle that happens spontaneous. That's the one that the prophet says, a prostitute who doesn't believe can walk into a message church and receive a testimony, while an old timer can actually die. Yeah. But now, the faith I'm talking about, if it's that of a mustard seed, it means you have to believe like Simeon of old, that I will not die until they see the Lord's Christ. There wasn't enough cancers could destroy that man. There weren't enough flus to put him down to not go to the temple. A faith that brings a daily expectation. And that faith cannot be changed. It cannot be adulterated. That faith will come to pass anyhow. That's the theme that Brother Branham uses when he preaches perseverance. It's the faith with the nature of a persistent character. So now, he does that. He says, if you have that type of faith, you will say to this mountain, be removed. So before we remove mountains, as I'm preaching right now, if you can believe in the power of ministry, whoever is suffering with something, with a diagnosis, as I'm preaching, be removed. I don't care what it is, whether it's cancer, barrenness, diabetes, whatever it is, be removed. Whatever it is that you came with, struggling with, whatever it is, I like to also minister to my own mother. She's been suffering with her eye. Be removed. In Jesus' name. The Gentiles shall trust in that name. Be removed. In Jesus' name. When you raise the name of Jesus, that's the rod that Moses had, which he lifted up above the Red Sea, and it parted the sea. Right now, whatever is challenging the believer, be removed. Says with me, with you, with me, with you, nothing shall be impossible. You see, God knows that if you are born again, you won't be speaking Lamborghinis. No, no. God knew when he gave Sister Hetty Wright the ability to speak the word, that she will speak the right thing. So when it says with you, it's things that aid your worship. Things that aid your stand. Things that aid your walk. Whatever is crippling your worship to God, be removed. Amen. So Christ sees this. Peter is in class. And Peter is a good learner, though he's ignorant and learned. After seeing all these things, Peter now, remember our sermon is one greater than the temple. Peter now, when he sees these things, he is catching. The seed has been planted in his heart. One day, he's going to the temple at the hour of prayer with John at the ninth hour. There is a man right there who has been lame from his birth, sitting right there. Maybe that man came through the Pharisaic school and he was taught, one day, God will raise you if you keep looking at the temple. Because Solomon prayed when he dedicated this temple. So keep looking at the temple. The guy got tired of looking at the temple. Says, I might as well go and sit by the temple. Hallelujah. Then Peter and John are coming at the hour of prayer. They get there, say, silver and gold have I none, such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. What was happening? They were there when Christ was speaking about one greater than the temple. So they are going to the temple. They know that the dispensation of that institute is over. It has been replaced at Pentecost by the baptism of the Holy Ghost in our hearts. So what do we say, brothers and sisters? When Peter and John were going to the temple, it was the real temple going to a temple. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We need to come to a level where the message we have ate should begin to minister to other needs. It shouldn't just be our individual needs. We should grow above individual needs. It breaks every type in the world for us to be reliant on trickling blessings. Whether it's health, whether it's whatever it is, God has got to show that there is a voice on earth. Look at how big Dublin is. And look, there is a little corner that God is speaking. The whole of Dublin doesn't know that a greater than the temple is in Dublin. Praise the Lord. Peter, at this stage of the game, he now understood the principles. I wonder if Brother George will help us with the testimony of what happened in his church in Pretoria, of a person that was lame on the seat. And he went and spoke the word. And the person rose up well. That's the power this message can produce. Somebody say amen. Peter, he's now got it. Now, he knows prison doors can open. Now, he is not fearless old Peter that ran away after the resurrection. He is now good old bold Peter with faith that has muscles and hairs on his chest. And he says to circumstance, shut up. And the circumstance, shut up. Somebody here has got to be able to say to something in their life, shut up. And the thing has got to shut up. Hey! Glory be to God. We should never be intimidated. That's why the scripture says, greater is he that's in us. Really? Greater than he that's in the world? So one greater than the temple is here. My. So Peter could gladly say, silver and gold have I none. Brother Scotty, receive your sight. Silver and gold have I none. Brother Shepherd, receive your visa. Silver and gold have I none. Brother, if you can believe, you can receive it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are meant to sustain life, not to be sustained. Because a temple was so pivotal. People looked at the temple and they got delivered. People should look at you and they get deliverance. Praise the Lord. People should dream about you. God dealing with them from one end. Saying, if you want your cancer healed, when you go to Dublin bus station, you shall see a man with a green jumper holding a book with an eagle. That man shall pray for you. That same God still exists. That same God was there. When Paul was blind, he told him Ananias will be there. Ananias had a relationship with God. Says, Lord, do you know who this guy is? Says, I know him, but show him what power you've got. I want to show this guy that the religion of the temple is over, but a greater than the temple is in his people. Somebody say amen to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So Ananias wasn't much of a great name in the Bible, but he had to show the apostle the type of power that exists with this message. And he said to him, Brother Paul, receive your sight. Brother Paul, receive the Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but somebody receive what you've come to church for. Somebody pulled us from England through a route with the wrong passport. A double dare you believe tonight. Take my sermon. Take Brother Tommy's sermon. Dovetail them together. By the time Brother George comes, there should be a climax. There should be a deliverance. Somebody say amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Are you with me, church?
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
How do I put this?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Listen to the prophet.
Yeah.
Now, what amazed me about this sermon, watch the date.
Yeah.
25 December, 1949. Christmas season. The prophet is preaching about power. And listen to what the prophet says. Brother Branham, I've just taken it short because I've got to preach, says, and that same power, amen, that same Christ, amen, and the prophet says, hallelujah. Amen. And he says, let the fundamentalists, let the people who deny the power of God say it's wrong.
Yeah.
Brother Branham, at this point, he wasn't apologetic about the message. He had put aside his polite demeanor of not wanting to offend brothers. But he says, let the fundamentalists, let the people who deny the power of God say it's wrong.
Yeah.
He couldn't care less whether you thought it's wrong or right.
Yeah.
The fact still remained.
Yes.
Says, but that same power,
hallelujah,
that spoke the world into existence,
amen,
is in those people,
amen,
that's got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the prophet just doesn't put a full stop. Says, that's right.
Amen.
Men and women, it's time that we find out who you are.
Amen.
A greater than the temple,
amen,
is here.
Amen.
And watch how the prophet puts it. The devil's trying to hide you back. That's when you want to have faith. If it doesn't happen, people... if you have faith,
amen,
the expense is God's.
Yeah.
It's not your expense.
Amen.
The expense is God's.
Amen.
We are not Muslims that fight for God's. We are Christians.
Amen.
Our God fights for us.
Amen.
Listen to this. The devil is trying to hide you back.
Yeah.
Tell you that you are some little trod down something.
Yeah.
Let's just have a little research.
Yeah.
How many feel like that sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, I just, you know, I don't want to project myself. You know, I don't want to have faith. I don't want to do things in a certain way. You know, but I just want to remain humble.
Yeah.
And the devil takes advantage of your humility,
yeah,
and he says, you didn't realize that the scripture says the righteous are bold.
Yeah.
You are being humble to me. I'm going to whip you. Listen to this. The devil is trying to hide you back. Tell you you are some little trod down something. You are not. And I want to announce tonight, none of you here is a little downtrodden trouble someone. You are great people. God, in his sovereign plan, wanting the last day army, the army which he told Daniel, you can't qualify, go thy way. He thought of you and me.
Yeah.
Brother Branham says, you are sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
Do I have any sons and daughters of God?
Yeah.
Or shout amen if you are in here.
Yeah.
Says, the deity is not in heaven. It's in you. Church, a greater than the temple is here. It's in you. And the prophet says, hallelujah.
Blessed be the name.
The prophet says, he knows he's saying radical statements. You know, you know, I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something, brother. When you realize that Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life, I give Zoe, the life of God is in the human being. No longer in the temple, in the human being. The prophet goes, he stood back there. He's the creator of all things. He made life. Frogs. And all these ducks. Chickens. Animals. Created everything. Nothing was made but what was made by him. Who? Christ the deity. He brought down plagues. And everything. In the days of Egypt. Who? No, I thought it was Moses. It was Christ. In Moses. but he hadn't got to the level of unveiling him as he has done to us. Now, what I like about this quotation, you see, the seals came to unveil Christ. The third pool came to show the aspect of God in the human being. The third pool is the ultimate power a believer can exercise. The third pool is in two aspects. There is the other aspect of the souls in prison. That's preaching to the eternally lost. Then there's the aspect of the manifestation of God himself. So I'm not contradicting what Brother Tommy said. We are in the same vein. Listen to this. It says, who? Christ. Oh my. What would it be? Who is it? Christ the deity. And brother, sister, that deity. You mean to tell me the same power that created frogs is in you? The same power that created ducks is in you? The same power that opened the Red Sea is in you? Let it open a visa for you. Same principle. Says, Brother Branham sees that he's going to give a scripture to quantify his rugged statements. A little while the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me. For I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the age. Christ in a manger? No! Christ in you. Hallelujah! You are not worshiping Christ in a manger, but Christ in you, the Holy Ghost, the hope of life. Hallelujah! The Creator, God Himself, dwelling in the human being. Says, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we see Him, we shall see Him as He is, for He will be made like Him. No room for Him. You see, He's thrown in two scriptures right there to quantify His statement. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, deity is not heaven. That's why Stephen was being stoned. He told them, how be it that the God of heaven dwells in houses made of stones, but He dwells in men. Says, a body hast thou prepared. You are vessels of God. And I want to tell you, God is in you. Watch this. It gets deeper, eh? Brother Branham starts by saying, amen. And I want to start by saying, amen. Cut every obstacle. That's where we have issues with people. Obstacles. 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 Says, cut every obstacle from human beings that they might be connected like in the Garden of Eden. Now, man, I was going to choke it. Because he was hesitant. He knew he's going to drop a bombshell. That's why, brothers and sisters, right now, we ought not to be preaching about people should live right. No. If you crave that power, you know you live right. Because those are the obstacles that make you human. But if you cut the obstacles, you could be something else. Amen. Amen. One day I came to church and I said, if there is anyone who's expecting me to rebuke sin, just excuse us. Yeah, because some people, you don't want to learn. It's simple. Simple electricity. If you're dealing with electricity, you don't deal with water. Amen. You want the power of God, you don't go to temple bar. Amen. Power of God, church, prayer meeting, spoken word, listening to tape. You are cutting obstacles. Temple bar, church, obstacles, human being. Praise the Lord. So the quotation says, cut every, lay aside the sin that so easily be. Says, Brother Bram says, I was going to choke it, but I'm going to say it. Man is omnipotent. He says, I can imagine Brother Branham when he said that. He looked at the expression of the people that he was preaching to. And then he says, you don't believe that? But he is. And then he says, a man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. That could be the missing puzzle in someone failing to get their omnipotence. How many years say, Lord, help me to fully surrender. These testimonies are not for exclusive people. They are just for the fully surrendered. I remember a couple of years ago, Brother Andrew went to Israel. He told me the testimony with him and Brother George. When Brother George was told at West Bank that he can't cross over. And things were going on in that direction. And somehow, they started to believe God that we are taking a journey. We left home, prayed. We'll go home. We are not going to be deported. They crossed one barrier. Somehow God allowed a phone call to come to someone who was supposed to inspect the papers. The phone call was so overwhelming, it made him ignore his job. Brother, that's how I preach. I always preach that sometimes all you need is your faith. And a man to go to work with Babalas on Monday. Handling your papers and make a mistake and put an indefinite. That's all you need. That's all you need. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, my God can do it. Amen. Says here. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. Did not he say, Mark 11:12, whatsoever things you say. I came across a scripture recently where Paul says, in all diligence, let us increase our faith, our utterance, which means you have to speak your salvation. A man gets joy by the answer that proceeded out of their mouth. That word utterance in Greek means the logos. When you speak the word and it comes to pass, the logos is spoken. He says, whatsoever things you say, and don't doubt in your heart. Remember when my wife and I, when the brother had gone to get the passport, I changed gear. You know what it is to change gear? How many have ever been in a gear mode where you say, right, if I perish, let me perish, but I'm going anyhow. I've changed gear. I simply said, my wife, I'm phoning that brother to not bother about the passport. We are going to Dublin. I picked up the phone and, Brother Stan, don't worry about coming with that passport. I'll give you an address when we get to Dublin to send it. Faith was already in Dublin. You know how faith acts? Faith acts like a high jumper. Faith acts like, how many have seen high jumping in athletics? You've got to be able to see yourself above the bar before you go. How many here are seeing themselves above their obstacle before they go? Brother, your heart has got to be over the bar before you take your body. That's why the prophet says, confess whatever you are going through. Speak it first and your body will obey and line up with your confession. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh my. Listen to this. It says, don't doubt. It will come to pass. You can have. Not what another brother has said. What you have said. How many remember when Peter, before Pentecost, after they thought that they are Christ, the one that was meant to deliver, all hopes were shattered and gone. Went back and picked up the boats. Started fishing all night. Casting. These are seasoned, veteran fishermen. Can you imagine them? Toiled all night. But Christ said, you know what? For these people to believe I'm resurrected, I'll have to catch them the way I caught them at first. I'll have to repeat a testimony that I did in their lives. He came to them and says, right, cast your nets on the other side. Peter said, Lord, this is crazy. We are fishermen. We have fished all night. We have seen that everything, even our scanners say there is nothing underneath. And you are saying, don't move the ship. You are saying, cast the other side. But I'm crazy enough to believe in the word. Lord, at thy word. He had to speak it. To say, at thy word, I'm casting on the other net. Brother and sister, I don't know what you've struggled with. But don't let the year end in the same atmosphere. Brother Andrew ordained, planned these meetings to inject another dose. And I'm here tonight to tell you, with you, all things are possible. Glory be to God. Says, Brother Branham is speaking his thing that was choking him. He's wondering, can I say it? Can I not? You see, if I say it, these people, they are not deep enough in the word. They will correct me after I'm gone. But I don't care. Let me just say it. Says, what happens when two omnipotents meet? When God and men come together through omnipotence, something has got to shake. When you take time to speak to your God, to pray through, like what Brother Tommy said, something has got to shake. When Brother Tommy was praying, based on the man that could never leave his face, and he made up his mind, that was omnipotence. That was man and God combining in omnipotence. And God had to give, something shook. The face of the man shook off of Brother Tommy. The face of the man that they had robbed shook off of Brother Tommy. And God had to show him that we are in it together. Said, not only will I shake the man, let me give you a scripture. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18 and 19. Make a choice. Now we have a preacher. Because two omnipotents met. Oh, give God the glory, someone. Abraham says, something has got to shake. Remember my message, voice command, Brother Tommy. Same principle. Listen to this. Whatsoever you would say, with that creative power of omnipotence of God, knowing that He promised it. How could I pray for someone's eyes to be blinded? Because there is a scripture in the Bible. They came to Elisha. Elisha never said, you know what? Me, I'm a truthful believer. It is me you are looking for. He says, run that direction. He says, we are looking for a man exactly like you. He's as bold as you are, and he's exactly like, as I know him. People say he's like my twin. Run that direction. Somebody say, amen. Amen. So, you had to have scriptures to pass through. For those that have lived in Ireland for a long time and they don't have visas, there is a scripture. Moses said, go and spy the land. And then when Joshua went to the land, when it was his dispensation, which is Joshua typing the Holy Ghost, he was told footsteps means possession. How many times have you put your footsteps in Ireland? You have already possessed it. Just let your faith rise up and go and claim your papers in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Creative power says, knowing that He promised it, there must be a scripture and a quotation where Brother Branham did it. And there must be, if you've got a scripture and your faith is right and you are living right, trust me, when it's done, you think, ah, it actually works. We are in Dublin. Wow. We weren't crossing through African border controls. No. We were passing through first world border controls. Where they catch druggies. Where they catch all sorts of criminals. But this wasn't a criminal passing through. Servant of the Lord was going to preach to the folks in Dublin. Somebody say amen. Amen. Says here. When you speak, it creates a power that goes out yonder and brings things to pass. It means when you speak, when I said, let the eyes be blinded, suddenly. I had been watching the people as we sat there. I sat at a distance watching how they're scrutinizing the passports.
Yes.
And I needed to see what type of a prayer to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Faith
Amen.
Is not a walk to the park.
Amen.
Your tummy churns as if you're about to give birth.
Yeah.
It's like birth pains.
Amen.
Let me tell you, brother, it is birth pains.
Amen.
Because the testimony is about to be born.
Amen.
It's got to be birth pains.
Amen.
Then you've got to go over your senses. You're like, Sister Flo, let's go. You're spending Christmas.
Yeah.
The guy had to compare, look.
Yeah.
All you are seeing was Joseph Cornelius Maliko.
Yeah.
Now, the crazy thing about the passport is our son Nash doesn't have an English name.
Uh-huh.
It's a Shona name
written
Tendekai Kunashi, which means be faithful unto the Lord. It's a very long name.
Yeah.
And then it's got Nash somewhere there.
Yeah.
So it's an excruciatingly long name.
Yeah.
Yet this one, is Joseph Cornelius Maliko, which is pure English and Hebrew and Greek, English and Greek, which you can't fail to see. And their faces. The other one is thin with a squint. But this one is plumpy with a straight face. But when they were saying this, exactly according to the name, name and passport are matching. You can go through. That's our God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Saints, this is not the first time I've had this type of a testimony. When he was a baby, we were in Zimbabwe. And we didn't realize that the system of putting your child on their passport is over. Each child has to get their own passport. So my wife thought that since they are minors, he was about 2 years of age. My wife just put her in the passport. So we managed to go back to Zimbabwe. So on our way back, Brother Mdoti had a scenario like ours. His wife had also put their baby in the passport. So he goes to Zimbabwe. He's leaving a day before us. So he goes to the airport to come back, and they notice, and they tell him, I'm afraid you are going to have to go and get your daughter a travel document or a passport. Your journey has to be postponed. You can't come through. So Brother Mdoti, realizing Brother Crosby's left behind, he knew what predicament I was going to face. So he sent word. We were actually having dinner, farewell dinner. It was me and Brother Gwena and our families. At a restaurant called Coimbra in Harare. And the word comes. And the word says, right, hey, Brother Crosby, if your papers are like this, instead of going to the airport, phone British Airways and cancel, because you've got a room to cancel. You've got 24 hours prior flying to cancel. And then go and sort out these papers and then fly. So we got the news around 7 o'clock in a restaurant. So now what am I supposed to do now?
Yes.
I said, well, since the time is over, and since there is nothing I can do, I might as well bank on my faith. We are going back to England. And my wife was there, and Brother Gwena was there, Sister Gwena. They were all now trying to help me not be unreasonable. So they said, but brother. And then I said, no. This has now entered another realm. There is not much I can do right now. The time's already expired. I've already. So I might as well just, please, if you really care for me right now, I don't want to hear many voices. I am going to England. I prayed that I'll come back today. So papers or no papers, I'm going back to England. The brother Gwena catches the drift, being a man of God. And he says, Brother Crosby is going to England. We are now on a faith wave.
Amen.
We wake up in the morning, takes us to the airport. We are almost late. We get to the check-in desk. It was British Airways. We get there. I said to my wife, bring me, let me hold the passports. Pal Dev says, right. And he says, Oh, today is your lucky day. We've just upgraded you to the business class. Faith can do anything. Somebody say amen to that. Praise the Lord. Whatever the devil means to cripple you, your faith can turn it around. And he says, by that creative power of omnipotence, says, it creates a power, which means your word creates an aura around the circumstance you want to defeat. God will tailor make the right immigration officer with the right kind of an aura. And he'll tell you, why didn't you tell us? You are going through, you've been here for 8 years. My, he goes back to his office. I mean, this man, let's cut this man a break. This man has suffered, man. You know what? Let's not even give him 2 years. Let's just give him the, I mean, it's a one-off. And God specializes in one-offs. And I'm looking for someone tonight who wants a one-off. Says, it creates a power, voice command, that goes out yonder and brings things to pass. Things that is not. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? When Brother Branham said, let there be a squirrel there. Let there be another one there. Let there be another one there. When he spoke that one, it came. Because that word spoke to go and create something right there. Shot it. Then the other one here, shot it. Then this one, now the third one, it didn't come. Then came another one in between these two, which he never created. He started shooting it. Four times he missed. And the squirrel wasn't going away. And Brother Branham was a dead eye shot. The squirrel was there looking at him and says, you never created me. You can't shoot me. You never created me. You can't shoot me. Four times. And the prophet looked at it and says, ha! It's unlike me to miss four times. He says, what? And then the Holy Ghost nudged him again. Says, you never said for it to come from there. Which means the creative power wasn't from there. When you speak something, don't settle for anything you haven't spoken. The problem is when the devil gives us alternatives, we simply quote a scripture says, I guess that's what God is trying to do. The unchangeable God working in an unexpected. You did not at the game where we are playing right now. This is the game of forensic, where people through science are being detailed. It's high time, brothers and sisters, we also should become detailed in the message of the hour. So Brother Branham was there, he shot it for it. Then the prophet says, then when I heard him, the same scripture that said make it radical says, you never said for you to create it over there. So there is nothing you've created there. But you said it to come from there. You never said it's a red squirrel, it's a gray one over there. Can't you see that's a different squirrel to the one you wanted to hunt? Then he says, oh Lord, forgive me. And then he turned to where he has created. No sooner has he turned, the one that he created came on the scene. One shot. Because you have to know the power that God has invested in you. Amen. Says here, things that is not, it, the spoken word, makes. It makes them as though they are. Because two omnipotents have met. There he stands. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. How many here tonight say, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Brother George, help me. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? As we rise to our feet, isn't he wonderful?
Isn't
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Church, let me just keep it up by saying, when God instituted the power that he put in the temple through the dedication through Solomon, it produced its results. Then when he, the temple, was here on earth, it produced its results.
Hallelujah.
But he's departed the scene. Says, a little while the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me.
Amen.
So when he departed, Paul, Peter, all these sages, they were taught through the experience they encountered with the Lord. So when Peter, after the day of Pentecost, could see someone at the temple,
Amen.
He didn't hesitate to say, look on us.
Amen.
It didn't mean that he forgot
no.
to say, look to the temple.
No.
Because he was raised Pharisaic.
Yeah.
But what it is, basically, is it's the progression of the word.
Amen.
And Brother Branham preaches the seals.
Yeah.
The basic conclusion of the seals
yeah.
is the unveiling of who we are
yeah.
and also the unveiling of who the devil is.
That's right.
yeah. It's showing us
yeah.
what power is at our disposal.
Amen.
Don't make a mistake
yeah.
and turn back
no.
like Lot's wife.
No.
This message
yeah.
is alive.
Amen.
If a man can preach and lay hands on the forehead of the sister
yeah.
and the sister can go home and testify and say, he touched me 7 times.
Yeah.
Only for the people to see the film. That's Irish film. The film.
Yeah.
And see that he never touched any one of them.
Amen.
It means in the quietness of things.
Amen.
Even right now.
Yes.
If you can believe it.
Amen.
Your situation is over. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
As I surrender the sermon to the service to Brother Andrew.
Amen.
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 Bless you, my brother.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? In our brother. He's wonderful. Isn't he wonderful in you? When you give him the opportunity to express himself, he's wonderful. When you get yourself out the way, you get the human side out the way, he's wonderful. He can do things that we can never believe, never dream of. Just getting yourself out the way and letting him express himself. Letting the Holy Ghost express himself. Let's sing that song, It Was on a Saturday. Somebody Touched Me. Somebody Touched Me.
Glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me.
We don't have to take long. But why don't you just have a time, just let's speak to the Lord. That's all we need to do. Speak to the rock. Speak to the Lord. Speak. When two omnipotents meet, the miraculous will happen. If he's leading you, if he's laid something upon your heart, if there's something burning inside of your soul, if it's according to his will, like the brother said, if it's in the line of duty, if you're wanting to serve him, if you want it for his glory, let's speak to him. And let's speak to those circumstances. And let's wait and see what you say materialize. Because he's faithful. Let's sing one more song and let's come to a time of prayer before we go.
Holy words, long preserved for our all in this world. We resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of hope, give us strength. Lord, help us to go in this world where we roam. Ancient words will guide us. Ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. They came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he paid with the words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our own. Lord, in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We are come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words, ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Let's bow our heads just before we'd pray. If there's anybody here today, you know, all the things that were spoken today, they apply to the believer.
Thank you, Lord.
They apply to people whose sins are under the blood.
Yes.
And whose souls are heaven bound.
Amen.
They apply to people who desire the glory of God.
Yes.
Who desire his will to be done. Who desire his kingdom to come. If your life is not in harmony with him, if you don't know Jesus today, and you're saying, Lord, I hear these things, I believe these things, but there's obstacles between me and you.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, I'm asking, please forgive me of my sins.
Yes.
I want to receive you as my great sacrifice. I know that you shed the blood to bridge the way. I know the veil was rent that day so that I could come into the glory of God.
Yes.
And you're wanting just in simple faith inside of your soul to cry out to him and say, Jesus, save me. Why don't you raise your hand to him? You may be backslidden. You may be in sin. You may have all manner of things that stand between you and the glory of God. That can change now. That can change now. Right now. Just a desire in your heart, a willingness, just a contrite heart. Just an acknowledgement of sin. In Jeremiah, the Lord says, all you must do is just acknowledge your iniquities. Acknowledge that you've sinned against me. Acknowledge that you've done wrong. That's all that he wants. Just in your heart, acknowledge and say, Lord, I'm sinful. I'm wrong. The things I'm doing are wrong. And then he says, your sins that were as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. He said, come and let us reason together. So when other people will be praying and speaking to their circumstances, you speak to the rock and say, Lord, let the waters of salvation come forth. Let the waters of healing come into my soul. Because Jesus died for you. Whatever our desire, saints, let's spend a time in prayer. Let's seek his face. Let's thank him for his goodness. And let the word be born in us this night at Christmas time. Let's all pray.
Oh, Father, Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Father, for this opportunity given unto us, Lord, that we've been able, Lord, Father, Lord, to come, Lord, even upon this day, Father, to partake, Lord, even of, Lord, Father, thy full determinant counsel, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, how, Lord, Savior, can we, Lord, Father, count ourselves in any other way but blessed, Lord, even upon this day. Jehovah, we look unto thee, Lord, even upon the south, Father, praying, oh God, that this very word, Lord, may, Lord, Savior, be very deep even amidst our hearts, oh God. Father, Lord, God, Lord, stored away, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, and Lord, may it bring forth, Lord, Father, that seed, Lord, Savior, God, that fruit, Lord, Father, which, Lord, Savior, thou hast, Lord, Father, ordained it for, Lord, Savior, God. Bless, Lord, Savior, our brothers who's ministered unto us even upon this day. Brother Tommy, Brother Crosby, Lord, Savior, God, restore virtue, restore strength, Lord, Savior, God. And Lord, Father, oh God, bless them kindly, Lord, Father, for, Father, sacrificing, Lord, Savior, they are all. Father, Lord, God, to, Lord, Savior, be here. Even upon this day, Lord, Savior, God, to, Lord, Savior, minister unto us, Lord, Father. Lord, we didn't know, Lord, Savior, David said, Lord, Father, to keep your word, Lord, and hide it, Lord, Savior, even amidst our hearts, Lord, that we sin not against thee, Lord, Savior, God. Father, you be glorified. We thank thee, Lord, Savior, for our time we've had here, Lord, Savior, God. Shepherd us now, Father. Guide us, Jesus, we pray. Be our portion, Father, even as we part. Keep us and bring us back, Father.
Let's sing one more, then we ask Brother George Kesher to close for us in prayer. Just say, saints, tomorrow we won't have any Sunday school. Yeah, even for children as well. I think it's like that. Quiet time, 10:30. Let's start song worship at 11. And we really pray for the Lord's blessing. Wonderful time tonight, bro. We really appreciate it, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says he'll give you exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And so far, it's been a wonderful time. To Brother Tom, safe journey, brother. Brother Sammy, for us as well. And Brother Crosby, thank you so much. But we really, really appreciate how the Lord uses you, brother. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
You know, it was a blessing. Let's sing one more song, then Brother George will pray for us.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he's an answering. He answers all my need when I pray in Jesus' name, in my faith. He answers again. Hallelujah, he's an answering. Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering. Hallelujah. He answers all my needs.
Father, we thank thee for your goodness, Lord. And Lord, even as we glorify your name, Father, that Lord, surely, Father, surely, thou art an answering God, Lord.
Yes.
Father,
amen.
Only you know, Lord, Father, the petition of your children. Yes. And Lord, Father, as your word has come, Father, upon this day, Father, through different vessels, Father, Brother Tommy, Brother Crosby, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord, thou hast, Lord, Father, oh God, magnify thine self upon this day, Father.
Yes.
Oh Jehovah, thou hast passed, Lord, unto each and every individual street of our lives, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, and thou hast, Lord, Savior, Father, even shaken away, Lord, Father, that, Lord, Savior, lack in faith, Lord, and as, Lord, Savior, increase, Lord, Father, Lord, in abundance, Lord, Father, in a way of faith, oh God, and Lord, Father, we believe in, Lord, that this word, as it's been sown in every heart, Lord, Father, not many days, Lord, hence, Lord, we would reap, Lord, Savior, God, Father, that, Lord, Savior, that you have purposed, Lord, Savior, God, for, Lord, Father, Lord, we're not looking, Lord, at circumstances, we're not looking at situations, Lord, but, Lord, we believe, Lord, Father, long before we were even, Lord, Father, in these countries, Lord, Father, you knew that we would be here at this very time and what would be said and who would minister, Lord.
Yes.
We are grateful, Jesus, unto thee, Lord, Savior. Father, we can't say any more that has been said, Lord, Father, but all we can say is thank you, Lord, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness, Lord. And Lord, Father, if you've come in this way, upon this day, Father, we are coming in faith tomorrow. Lord, Father, great anxiety, Lord, knowing indeed, Lord, that you would meet with us again, meet with every need, Lord, Savior. And as we part now, Father, part with us, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, we would go, Lord, Savior, various ways, Lord. Father, but Lord, Savior, may that God, that Lord, Father, is omnipotence, Lord.
Yes.
Father, watch over each and every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Guide us, Lord, safely home, Lord. Lord, that we, Lord, Savior, would ponder on nothing less, Lord, than as what has been preached, Lord, Savior God.
Yes.
That when we come back, Lord, Father, may we champion into this very place, Lord.
Yes.
Father, where we, Lord, Savior, would create, Lord, once more, Lord, that atmosphere, Lord, and bring, Father, Lord, a heaven down, Lord, that you would minister unto us, Lord, Savior God. Father, have thine way now, we pray. Guide us even as we part, Lord. Lord, you be glorified, Lord, in all that has been done. Lord, the energy that has gone out from our brothers, Lord, restore back, Lord, Savior God. Father, you are God, Lord, Father of restoration, Lord. We are believing, Lord, and we are waiting, Lord, Savior God. For Lord, as you have brought our brothers today, Father, we believe tomorrow you have much in store. Guide us now as we part. Be with us, Father. Keep us now, we ask. And we pray these things, Father, that you would get the glory in Jesus' wondrous name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just greet one another. Let's dismiss as we sing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.